Blog Talk Radio. The cards are reliable. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You all, Brother Water.
Oh, yeah, but Brother Drew, you going to be with me a while?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit. Well, because this deal with the first law of nature, and have you noticed, Brother Drew, on the plantation where we live, it's a big unrest. All the people that live out in the plantation called America, live on this great big plantation called America, it's in an uproar and unrest because of psychological warfare, Brother Drew, with rhetoric. Did you hear what I said? The psychological warfare was used with rhetoric. That's rhetoric is the study of words. Rhetoric was once taught. I got Big Mama and Mama's books up until 1960, rhetoric was taught, but they quit teaching it at Mary Ryland College. But I got Big Mama's books because my mama taught the subject, rhetoric, and she is great with it. See, when you look up the word rhetoric, the reason they took it out, I see now, you know, just from an in-depth study of history, a lot of black people was becoming to be masters at rhetoric in the 60s. That was during the time that the movement was going on. See, the word rhetoric is a person that uses rhetoric is a person that can persuade another person through a speech, by speaking to their school of thoughts, whether it be right or wrong. Hitler was one of the greatest one person that come through. Well, this is what we are seeing right now. They take people that on the plantation think that they are the elite in the people's eyes on the plantation, and they put rhetoric in their mouth, and then the master at this shit is Donald Trump. He's the master. He is a master at saying words that upset your ass and put your ass into a state of where you want to shoot yourself or shoot up a bunch of people. This issue that he had a while ago with this little black dude, this little rapper, saying this about slavery, that ain't nothing but rhetorics, man. Look how many people's minds is in an uproar right now as we speak. Do you see the game? See, this is called psychological warfare. This is part of a warfare that you read about in the Art of War. And you can see the key, Brother Drew, for the mind has got to understand one thing. The mind has got to realize that you got to renew your mind from the ways that you're thinking, because the ways that you think that it's correct, it's incorrect. So the only thing you had to do was do opposites on it, on everything. See, that's why we're going to study the 12 laws of nature. So the 12 laws, when you study esoteric knowledge, you have keys. It's just like in the Masonic order. See, esoteric knowledge ain't nothing but Masonic knowledge. In all Mason lodges, you have a set of keys. If you look on your dollar bill, you'll see on that scale down there, you'll see a key. That's a key symbol in there. Well, the key means it unlocks or closes or locks up knowledge. So the keys that when we understand something, Brother Drew, through common sense. Common sense tells us that God created by a man and not a man created by a God. So now we got a problem when our mind realizes that. We have to go find out how we were created. And that's where we going to check out the day. And these are facts. So the first thing we asked ourselves to get a clear understanding is, where most people don't understand, we have to ask ourselves, where do we live? Well, we live on the ninth star in the 12th galaxy, between the waters, because we have water above, we in between, and water beneath. So we live in between the waters on the ninth star in the 12th galaxy. Very important that you know this. As I'm speaking now, Brother Drew, and boy, when I found this out, when I checked these stats on this, Brother Drew, because I had never checked the stats. I just so happened I didn't want to go back in my book and look and find out my high school book how fast the earth turned. So I Googled it. And right now, as we speak, the earth is turning 1,000 miles per hour. But in 1960, Brother Drew, the earth was traveling 1,036 miles an hour. So from 1960 to now, we are 36 miles slower than what we was when you and I came up. Now, check this out, Brother Drew. Now, see, that started my mind clocking. So we lost 36 miles in 1960 when you know the 12 laws of nature, how we screwed with nature. You screwed with the fourth law of nature, which was the law of music. You changed the vibration of the people on earth from middle C to 440, Brother Drew. And that done slowed down the earth, but it has speeded up everybody on earth. Are you following with me, Brother Drew? Oh. See, from 1960, the speed of people on earth is up on 440. And in before 1960, when the earth was 1,036 miles an hour, everybody was on middle C, which is, that's what you're supposed to be on, that you're in tune with nature. But you out of tune with nature after 1960, and the earth slowed down to 1,000 miles an hour, lost 36 miles, but the people speeded up. Everything right now, zooming in, look how fast time go by right now, Brother Drew.
Right.
You see now, this was very interesting when I started knowing that. See, when the earth slowed down, the people sped up. Now, with the earth slowing down, means that orbit, we're not in the 12th galaxy like we're supposed to be. We're wobbling and all. We have slowed down because you have to keep, you can't, see, when you are planted in space, you got to keep that same vibration, the same rhythm as when you was first transformed into that planet. You have to keep that shit going the same rhythm, same space. If not, then that planet will realign itself and get itself back in the time. But we got history where when the planet Earth, what we call Earth, goes into the 13th galaxy, you have the storm system that we have right now, that we are experiencing right now. So that let us know, coming out of the Book of Enoch, that we are in the 13th galaxy because the shit doesn't happen. See, history only repeats itself, Brother Drew. History repeats. See, the Book of Enoch is very clear about you walking on the moon. That book says that if you walk on the moon, you start seeing two moons. Well, And when the Russians walked on the moon, the very next damn year, they started recording two moons in the damn sky. And if you go out there tomorrow morning on a clear day and look up in the sky, you got a moon shining. You got a moon shining in the daytime. You got a moon shining at night. Sometimes you see the two moons.
Right.
So that means that in the 13 galaxy, we out of orbit. That's why we got what they have yesterday, that volcano. After some earthquakes, that volcano in Hawaii is acting a fool.
Uh-huh.
You got all the weather acting the fool. Look how long we had winter. Look how long we have had winter. We had winter so long that the fish, it ain't even biting. They throw it out of goddamn. They don't know it's spring and they supposed to start mating.
Right.
That's how out of fact they are. They still hibernating. Let's see, they ain't even breeding, because this time of the year, the buffalo carp breed like hell, and if you got a boat slip like I, they be all up under your boat, tearing up boats and shit, up under there breeding. They just be tearing the water up all side of Lake Tawakoni. I asked the question last week, where is they? Had nobody noticed. I say, have y'all noticed down here about 50 of us down there? I say, have you noticed that something that's peculiar down here? And they say, no, meatball, what? We know you've been to tell us. I say, where is the buffalo in the car? And Miss Lily say, damn right. They supposed to be breeding. Where is they? Same way, where is the shad? The fish follow shad. No shad, because we are so far out of balance, and that's what is going to, the earth is finna lighten herself up and get the speed back up to the normal speed. I see this, we can see the material in the books that we done read, Brother Drew, we can see them coming into existence right now, because see, common sense tell us this. I mean, we're looking at something that's, when I looked into this, I Googled it, said 1,000 miles an hour, and I said, well, hell, I know damn well my book don't say that. In 1960, it said the earth was spinning 1,036 miles. That's when I realized I was known about this time period of the change of music and putting you out of balance, because if you study the 12 laws of nature, you know all this stuff I just told, what I just said. You know that that was the time period that when the sisters, Jane Cleveland and the sisters, all the sisters, they took a Fender Rhodes piano, took it off of me and put it on 440 where you get that G. And then that Holy Ghost of your heart beat 440, on 440, you had that 440 beat to your heart per minute. And when you hear G, when you start it off, tune that piano on 440, you put it on 440 G, which is sona 8, and that's not on C. That puts you way out of balance. And who give you this knowledge, Brother Drew? Now, here's what you had to look at. Where we can see them 12 laws of nature working, and where we can see where they become hereditary genetic trait. The white man, when we was coming through, this white man, we gonna say before 1960, this white man before 1960. Look how slow he talked, Brother Drew. he was on a very slow pace. He couldn't dance. He had no rhythm. He couldn't dance. The women's ass was flat.
Right.
Now, 2000. That was in 1960, 55 years ago. Now, let's come up to 2018. That same white boy that was 20 and 30 year old when me and you came up with this slow accent and this slow way of getting around. Look at this white boy right now that's in their 20s and their 30s. Look at the white girl's butt. Look at the white boy, his physique. Look at him. He black. Everything about him is black. His custom, his ways, through a genetic change of the three generations become hereditary genetic traits. White girl went from mixing the seed. You didn't mix no seed until after 1960. It wasn't legal until after 1970, where you could get away with it in the South of being married and not being harassed. But you still would be harassed, but not on the scale that they would kill you if you married a white girl. You looked up under her dress, it was hanging on her goddamn clothesline. That was the mindset of this white boy back now. Now, his mindset ain't nothing like that today, Brother Drew. He'll sit down in the same room with you and watch on TV a black dude screw a white girl to death and call it pornography. When in 1960, you and he ain't doing that with you, and he gonna kill you if you even had that idea in your mind. Even right. If you had that idea of even the white person had that in mind of making a movie like that, he would get killed. So you see how the mind has changed. The thinking, yeah, the school of thought, that's another world of people. You see what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Yeah, and see, when you study these 12 laws, when you understand, like we're going through where we live, you have to understand that with common sense. See, we're using common sense. Common sense is a fact. Now, we can see all what we done talked about right now. We can see it, and all we did was put goddamn common sense. And we just so happened to live in that period in time. That's another thing that's A-plus to me and you. See, I graduated from a Negro colored high school where you people taught me with a nigga goddamn doctor's degree. I didn't graduate from We the People school where everybody in the nation taught me, like my grandchildren. I was taught by you people, and white folks called them niggas and said they had a nigga doctor's degree. And everybody in my school had a doctor's degree that taught me. So everybody that taught me in my school for 12 years had a nigga doctor's degree. I was taught by people that had nigga doctor's degree, and white folks call them you people. They didn't call them we the people. Call them you people. But now, since they integrated 55 years ago, you call yourself We the People. And out of the colored people that was Negroes in 1960 came another group of people that called themselves African Americans, Christians, and Democratic and Republicans. Something that a colored man, that a Negro was, didn't pay too much attention to it. Because he didn't vote. He wasn't in no political party. But you could bet your ass he had power. because he had substance. He had farms. He had his own towns. But when he became African Americans, and that was 55, that's only 55 years ago, he became African Americans, that's black and proud and Democratic and Republican and Christians with the Holy Ghost. See, my grandmother was a Christian, but she didn't go around wanting folk to know that she had the Holy Ghost. She said a Christian is supposed to walk the line. She said anybody trying to tell you that they're a Christian all the time, you got to watch them. So I found them the words of Big Mama. People that you watch, people that try to make you think they holier than thou. You watch the people. We got a whole goddamn slew of them suckers walking around. See, it wasn't that many walking around in the 50s and the 40s, but goddamn, we got a slew of them son of a bitches walking around now, all on TV talking about they got the Holy Ghost and shit. And shit, all them phony and fake ass people. That's what the world, but that's that slow down. See, when you sit down, Brother Drew, and have a little fireside conversation, and you can see that after you ask the question. Now, we know that the next question that we have to understand is, your mind has got to ask yourself a question, and you say, where did my education come from? Because my education is my school of thoughts. Did it come from a human being, or did it come from a subhuman being? Well, in our case, it came from a subhuman being, meaning that what we was taught, every damn thing that we was taught, is incorrect. Your mind has got to realize that, Brother Drew. Once your mind realizes that, then you have to ask yourself another question. You ask yourself, how did I come existence and become a being? So, common sense, through in-depth study, we know one thing. Common sense tells us that everything that you see in nature, Brother Drew, comes up under the 12 laws of nature. That's the first thing that you had to understand. So once you understand that, then you can understand what is called creation is the transformation of invisible substance to visible forms. This tells us that, Brother Drew, and we can use a drop of water to understand that by knowing the first, we see esoteric knowledge, we're going to follow the 12 laws of nature. We in the first law of nature. Now, when water becomes vapor and returns to its invisible states, this is a transformation process, not a creative one, and that is the order that worked throughout the universe. True or false, we ask ourselves. Well, Brother Drew, we know that when we came into existence, that right now me and you are looking at a hell of a transformation from the first day we came into this atmosphere, as my daddy would say. We have made one hell of a transformation. I've been in here 73 years. I went from not to feed myself, not to clean myself, bathe myself, that I can take care of myself now. I went from not being able to learn a speech into what I have become now. And every second that you die, as you breathe air on this planet right here, you go through a transformation. Your whole body transforms. Now, Houston, we got a problem. Because this ain't taught in the school system, is it, Brother Drew? Are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here, Brother DeWine. I'm here with you.
Yeah. See, this ain't taught in the school system, but we just using common sense. We sitting down and taking what's in a book, an esoterian book that our forefathers taught, and common sense is telling us that this process here is what we're looking at. And that process of you being created by a God and all of that stuff, that's why you're looking for a God and you eat God's foods. That's why you don't have everlasting life, because the body is designed, Brother Drew, to live forever if you feed it right.
Uh-huh.
But you had to see the key to the body. Once you know how, we know where we live now. Now we're studying how we came into existence. Well, we know that the first law of nature is deal with motion, deal with molecules, deal with atoms. When we come to atom, you know, the atom and Eve, so the atom. So we become the molecule. We are beings now. We into existence. That's the first law. We start vibration and motion, and we took motion. We picked up motion. We picked up the first law of nature. Everything about us that's moving, that us hearing, seeing, talking, we came into existence through that vibration, the first law of nature. Now, when we got here, and we're here now, Brother Drew, the second law of nature is the laws of opposites. So, well, that's very interesting for us to stay as beings, come up under the second law of nature, which is the law of opposites. Well, now that means what, Brother Drew? That means that everything you see that has life, it's a dualist system. Meaning that we live in a dualist system. With some call it polarity and vertical and all of that, but it ain't nothing but a dualist system. In our case, it would be male and female. And the second law of nature is the laws of opposite, hot and cold. Human being, subhuman being, opposites. White, black, opposites. Hot, cold. So once the mind understands this, then you know that we are created. We're finding out how we created in a dualist system that makes transformation. Now, as we transfer, meaning as we grow, we go through different periods and different ages and different things. But the key is your education, your school of thoughts. See, a mind is created, Brother Drew. And in our case, let's go back and look at our education. When Brother Drew and I got 6 years old, and our grandbabies is at 3 years old, we went into a what we call a public school system that was already formed in 1786. We go in a chronological order when the first school system and who it was for and was formed. And we was put into that school system, Brother Drew. It says that if we pass the school system with a C average, meaning that you could make as low as 70, at the end of 12 years, you would get a diploma. You will be able to live in America, which is 243 years old, up on the American government and be a citizen of the United States of America, a loyal to the flag and pledge allegiance to America. You will be able to get a job when you present this diploma that you have finished 12 years of being educated in America upon the American system. And then, old master, he would tell you that if you want to further your education in this system, you would have to go to college, and you would either get a bachelor's or a BS, whichever one is, you thought you was qualified. This would advance you in the pay grade in America. If you want to be a teacher on a college professor level, then you have to go get your doctor's degree. And after you finish the required courses that we say that qualifies you to become a doctor in our school of thoughts, you will get a degree where everybody in the community will respect you, have high regards because you are a doctor in your schools of thought of how we perceive the knowledge should be taught. Now, you follow with me, Brother Drew? This is what we find out when we sit down and ask ourselves some questions, and common sense tell us that what I'm saying right here ain't no goddamn lie. So the next thing that we would have to see, Brother Drew, if we be what the old folks say, we get nosy. See, and I'm a nosy son. And you looking at a nosy son of a bitch here. He real nosy. So I wanted to know, where did the education system come from? So the education system came from the ancient Sophites. So how did I find out it came from the ancient Sophites is that the Great Seal of the United States of America is where your school, all systems come from, which is Scottish Rite Mason. So with it being Scottish Rite Masons, I looked a little deep and it said that when you go to the school system of America and get all of these degrees that you're so proud about, how did they teach you? They taught you with the three R's: reading, writing, and arithmetic. Their reading, their writing, and their arithmetic. But that ain't what the three R's is, Brother Drew. The 3 hours is the 3 ruffins. And if you're a Mason, not as right Mason, then the 3 ruffins is the way that you conquer a nation of people that you have conquered, that you don't have to worry about his ass no more after 450 years. Because you would conquer and annihilate his whole school of thoughts if you put him up under the 3 ruffins. I mean, if you hit him in his goddamn head with a sledding maul, take away his speech. That's the first thing. Hit him in his tongue with a compass and take away his language. And hit him in his heart with a flaming square, and he have no heart, no nothing for the people. He will only do what his conqueror say. Well, that's Scott is right. No, that they say the 3 R's, that's the 3 weapons. They say where did writing and arithmetic, that ain't no goddamn R. That's a W and a A. That's not the 3 R's. Reading, writing, R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, R-I-T-E. Look them damn words up, and you'll know what the 3 R's is when you fell through. That's with me being nosy, Brother Drew. See, I'm a nosy son of a bitch, going off into a system, learning about it when I was doing that study. You know how we studied for 2 years down there, Brother Drew. And you know me and Cole studied 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. See, we studied. So this is what I'm just sharing with you, what I found out. But common sense, everything is based upon common sense. But we had to first know what we was been given, then ask what we should have been given, ask all of these questions to get a good damn understanding. And one thing I like about it in the Bible, one of them passages say, above all things, in the book of Proverbs say, get a good understanding above all things. That's the reason I say documentation beats all bullshit-ass conversation, Brother Drew, because once we look at it like we're looking at it now, we understand it better. See, the third law of nature is the law of balance, Brother Drew. See, we balancing ourselves out now. See, if you look on that dollar bill, you see that scale. See, that dollar bill say the key to the treasure of the United States of America, you be weighed and balanced in that scale. So we putting everything on the scale now, and we balancing what was given to us by the people that believe in the scales. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to use their keys and go back and unlock what they locked up on our ass when they say that it was a secret society. Well, we're going into this secret society and unlock the knowledge by using their keys. That's what we're doing right now as we travel with them. Now, when we ask ourselves, we know who we are, we know how we got here, came into existence, we know what school of thoughts we have, then we have to look at what is our problem. Our problem is that we have been genocized. And the mind, for it to go through a certain process, takes, look like it takes 10 years, which is classified as a decade. Look like the mind, every 10 years, of the people that's being born, Brother Drew, have you noticed, look like on a, every 10 years, the thinking change into another fad and another
right
thing. Even with the drug scene, you could see it going from where people used to smoke this form of marijuana, which is still here, that they smoke. See, now, when I was 20 years old, we smoked weed that came from Colombia and Mexico. We didn't smoke any weed that was grown. It was called Bo. It was called Colombian. It was called Sesame. It was called Pine Cess, Panama Red. And it was grown natural out in the field. And the ones that was grown that they used goat shit, which was Panama Red, where it came from, that area, they used goat shit for. This was the highest grade of weed. And after 1970, you didn't see this weed anymore. In 1970, what came into the market was some weed called skunk weed, Brother Drew. And the smell of that weed would make you sick. Well, it made me, I put it like this, it made me sick just to smell it. So smell like something was on it, was put on it. And I know that a fad that came out, the Primo, the young white boys came out with a fad, the psychedelic children, I call them, people there in the psychedelic child. They came out with Primo and on weed and stuff, and that was there. But the children born after 1970, see, they 20 and 30 years old right now as we speak, Brother Drew. They in their teens and 20s and 30s. They ain't going to smoke nothing but a weed called Kush, which you don't know, they got all kinds of grades of Kush right now. But they putting a chemical on that shit that the 20 and the 30-year-old, when they get my age, they'll be hooked. I tell the young boys, I tell them, I say, OG been smoking weed for 66 years. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You see, this ain't no hearsay or they say. Ain't nothing wrong with weed. You ain't gonna lose your memory, but you can't mix other shit with weed, other chemicals, then cross breed this weed. See, you can graft the weed just like you graft. You can take. When I was in agriculture, one of my projects was I took an apple tree and grafted to a pear tree, Brother Drew. And the apples come out pear apples. They tasted like an apple and a pear. That's one of the best fruits in the world. It's called grafting. But that's all they do with marijuana is they graft this shit in with some synthetic stuff, and then when you smoke that shit, you going crazy. That's what you got down here. You wonder what's wrong with the kids and shit today. Shit, it's that goddamn Kush. And not only all age, I don't give a damn what nationality it is. The 20 and the 30-year-old and the 40-year-old is smoking Kush. They ain't going to smoke no Mexican weed, what they call corn. They ain't going to smoke that. They're going to smoke that high-grade weed. And now, let's look at something, Brother Drew. Let's look at something. Let's look at something great. Now, when we let this out, me and you, we're going to say this is me and you letting this out. We the government. Look who's finna take over marijuana. It's finna become what?
Right.
government control.
Right.
It's going to become, it's going to become government control. Everybody that's 20 and 30 and 40 years old hooked on that shit for life. Now, you see what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah, be a good way to control some minds when they get through breeding with something else.
You see, when the 20-year-old becomes 73,
mm-hmm.
he'd be hooked on for life if he lived to be 73. But I don't think that your ass gonna live to be 73 years old because there's too many youngsters having heart attacks and they smoking kush. I know a little kid. He had a heart attack last week, and he's a vegetarian. He's one of my students that I taught over here. He had a heart attack, and he in top physical condition, and they don't know why he had it, but I told him why he had it. It's what you smoking. And see, you can see that. You can see that. You can see that. You can see. I look at them here, at the kids. I look at them. It's shortage of breath and all that stuff come from smoking that kush. And they ain't going to do nothing but smoke that kush. And that element has gotten, this is what you call psychological warfare. What I started off the program with, with psychological warfare, with rhetoric, with somebody speaking for it or against it, propaganda creates chaos. And look at the mind of the people, Brother Drew. Everybody's mind is all. If you talk to anybody or go in any circle, in less than 10 minutes, if you anywhere, Brother Drew, and I want you to notice this. In less than 10 minutes, Donald Trump's name is coming up, and this other boy's name is coming up. You can't. The minds of the people is just conquered through the news media, on them two names as we speak right now. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Brother Drew?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, sir. I know what you're talking about, Brother Warren.
Yeah, see, that's nothing but psychological warfare. And see, the fourth law of nature is the law of rhythm, Brother Drew. And when we get into that rhythm, your heart get into a rhythm of somebody messing with your mind with rhetoric, which is a speech like Donald Trump knows how to speak, then this throw your rhythm off. See, and see, rhythm is the fourth law of nature. The fifth law of nature is the music of the thing. Meaning that that music that you listen to, that music takes, you'll pick up the rhythm of that music. The sixth law of nature is the rhythm of life, meaning that through that music, it'll control your life. The seventh law of nature is the rhythm of the mind. The eighth law is the keynote. This deal with nothing but music. All of these laws of nature. And you had to understand how when you get in this pattern and you become so unbalanced, then what dimension is you traveling in? See, to understand, everything comes under the first law of nature, which is frequency. What frequency are you on? And see, that's what most people can't understand now. What frequency is the teenagers dialing in on now, Brother Drew? Are you with me?
You said 440, didn't you?
No, the frequency. I'm talking about their frequency, meaning what channel is they dialing up and doing the same. You see a pattern with the teeth. They want to shoot. They want to shoot you because of video games and because other teenagers are doing it. I want to make a name for myself. I want to go down in history.
Right,
what frequency? This guy that they caught on TV, look at him. I looked at all the interviews on. He his mind said he's reptilian to the heart too, for the truth. But this Muslim boy that they caught, look at his mindset. Look at his demeanor. Look at, he's nonchalant because see he on that frequency, with the same frequency that the other shooters has tuned in on. See, that's a school of thoughts. Look at the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan is getting bigger and bigger and bigger because of what? More people that tune in on those thoughts, then somebody will pick it up, the frequency up, and act it out.
Right.
That's how the mind. See, you're dealing with a mind, a school of thoughts. And have you noticed that these minds, when they go into these schools of thoughts, all of them at the end, what they do? Commit suicide. Look at it. Look at it. Too many of them doing it. That's when they're doing it. Then it's hereditary genetic traits. Then that's when it becomes a crisis. That's when it becomes an issue because too many minds is vibrating on that level. And the mind will only vibrate to a certain extent, and then it'll act out of its vibration. Because how do the mind work? The mind first get a thought, and if you start thinking on the thought, you start vibrating. Then using the next thing, you get that thought, you start thinking, you start planning. You start planning, and you sit down and have a good plan, and it'll hit you. Then you'll act out what you done planned and become a reality. That's how the mind works. And when these minds get on frequency, certain frequency, it's just like a style, Brother Drew, a fad. Look at sagging. You couldn't pay us to sag. You got tuck your damn shirt in. You couldn't even wear your shirt outside your pants. Now you wear it with your drawers down. Because look at the minds that vibrating on that level. That vibration brought that into existence, that school of thought, that mind. So this is how the mind works. You see, that's how you have to know that you had to renew your mind, your way of thinking. But you had to be able to see. And once you can see, or once somebody jump-start you or tell you what I'm telling through common sense, I ain't asking you to believe a damn thing I said, but through common sense, we just looking and investigating and asking questions through researching the mind, what we're doing. And we're seeing all of this to get to the eighth law of nature, the keynote. See, we hitting on the keynote now. See, we know that the keynote was C. Because in this, it'll tell you, when you study the eighth law of nature, the keynote would be C, not 440. That's why we're in the shape that we're in now. See, we in the fourth dimension should be in the third. We in the fourth dimension now, brother. Down there in the fifth. But until next week, I hope somebody learn and understand that something that I've said. So until next week, I say, Shema Yahweh Dah, Yah Aben Yah Ika Kamadiyah.